Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The Unheard Cry of an Adolescent by Brianna Dorbanville is about raising awareness to several common hidden problems that adolescents experience. Also, it provides wisdom and solutions for each problem that is presented, offering ways to heal, encouragement, and steps to creating and maintaining a great relationship with God. A book of awareness and wisdom to advise the youth that their lives can change for the better, regardless of what they're experiencing. Brianna is a Haitian-American author, mentor, and artist. Through adolescence, she became a mentor after several people constantly approached her for advice on suicidal thoughts, relationships, depression, and stress. Over the last decade, she has mentored people of all ages as she helped them heal and overcome their past. In 2019, she became eager to help people in other ways besides mentoring. She developed a love for reading, writing poetry after reading more books. She combined her love for mentoring, writing, and a desire to help people to become an author. Her journey as an author began in 2022 when she released God is With You Throughout Your Trials. As an author, she's driven to teach morals, wisdom based on scriptures, past experiences as well. Brianna Dorbanville, author of The Unheard Cry of an Adolescent, is our guest on This Week in America. Brianna, welcome to the program. Pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much. The pleasure is all mine.
Well, it's such an exciting thing that you're doing and helping people. Let's go back. You were at a young age when you found you really had this ability to write, to communicate through your writing. What inspired you in the first place to become an author?
What inspired me the most was, I would say, a set of events that occurred in my life. First and foremost, ever since middle school, I was always good at writing. However, it's something that I've never gave value to. I've never actually... I would never actually appreciate it more than likely. I never appreciated writing, despite the fact that I would join writing competitions. I would always be the first person to win, you know, in first place in high school. I performed a poem in front of everybody. And after that point, from that point on, everybody wanted me to write for them. Everybody wanted me to come and work with them in the studio. I had musical artists reaching out to me. So it was something that I was always good at, but I've never actually paid more attention to or genuinely valued. However, I would say what inspired me was after I graduated high school, I started to pick up more books and read. And I noticed that every single time that I had an opportunity, I would always write. I would always write more poems. And in all honesty, I never had any intentions of being a writer. However, I wanted to communicate with people. I wanted to reach more people out there as opposed to just the people that I was mentoring. I wanted to make an impact in the lives of different people all across the world rather than just by YouTube videos or mentoring sessions. And afterwards, I started to give writing more appreciation and more value, which caused me to become an author. I would say the turns of events in my life after high school, which is number one, there was one event in my life that really changed my whole pursuit in life, which was I had an internal bleeding surgery. I had a miscarriage. And this was the time where I said to myself, okay, my initial plan of becoming a female basketball player is done. So that's when I decided to give writing more value and more importance in my life. I started reading more books. I started writing throughout my free time. And that's exactly when I felt inspired to become an author.
Our guest on the program is Brianna Dorbanville. I'll spell that for you. And her website is BriannaBooks.com. Brianna is BRIYANNA. And Dorbanville, DORMINV is in Victor, IL. We have all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. BriannaBooks.com is our website. Information there and a book available, books available at Amazon, all of the usual places. Mentioned the first book, I believe, was last year, God is With You Throughout Your Trials. What was that like when you decide you want to be an author, you realize you can reach people, and you're good at that, taking this message and communicating through writing? What was that like when that book was published and you were able to see your name on the book and the book was actually impacting people? What was that like? How rewarding, satisfying was that for you?
That was very satisfying, and all honestly, it was just astounding. It was phenomenal because I felt as if the one goal that I've been working so hard towards to become an author has finally been accomplished. And I didn't want to become an author just to say that, oh, this is another title in which I can claim. This is another thing that I could call myself from now on. I wanted to become an author to inspire people, bless people with words of wisdom, and share things from my experiences as well. And when I saw that my book was finally released, that it was finally available to the public, I felt as if the one thing that I've been striving for more than a year has finally been accomplished. And it was an amazing feeling. It was indescribable. I was just ecstatic. And I knew I had an optimistic perspective, and I still do walk around with an optimistic perspective. I couldn't wait for the responses of people after they finish reading the book, for them to post reviews, for me to hear their true opinion about the book. Like, how did this book impact them? What did they learn from the book? What did they like the most about it? And I was open to hearing all opinions, regardless of whether it was a positive opinion or a negative one. I wanted to hear the truth, you know, hear things from a different perspective, because of course, no one would ever complain about a compliment. However, everyone looks at things from a different perspective. So I wanted to hear all the comments, all the reviews, everyone's point of view, to see how this book has genuinely made an impact in the lives of people all over the world.
Well, that book did, and that's the book written by Brianna a year ago. God is with you throughout your trials. You, of course, can find that on the usual places, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Information, of course, on BriannaBooksWebsite.com, the BriannaBooks.com, her website. All the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I can tell as I ask that from the smile on your face how excited you are that you're a published author now and you're out there with the book and reaching people. I can only imagine what that's like the first time you pick up a copy of a book that has your name on it as the author. That has to be something that stays with you for a long, long time. And by the way, the video of this is up on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Click videos or just Google it, I guess, is the best way to find this. And you'll see the interview that we're doing with Brianna. Let's talk about this book, The Unheard Cry of an Adolescent. Boy, this book is so important in you helping people at an adolescent stage in their life to get through it. Why did you write this? Why did you sense this really was important?
I wrote this mainly because I've been a mentor for the past 10 years. I've come across several adolescents that have had suicidal thoughts. And the main thing that they've always feared is being misunderstood by their parents or by adults. I often ask them, why didn't you talk to your parents about this problem? Why didn't you mention this to your guardians? Why didn't you vent out to anyone or seek help from a different person? And they would always say, you know, I don't think they would understand me. I don't think this person would really be able to help me. I think they might discourage me. I think they might make things worse. And I also spoke to parents about situations, harmful situations that teenagers as well as young people experience, traumatizing experiences. And they often say that they would love for their children to open up with them. However, they never do. They just stay to themselves about it. So I wanted to close the gap of miscommunication between parents and teenagers of some of the most common problems that several teenagers face that they refuse to open up about. I wanted to bring awareness to these problems in which the suicide rates could drop, in which depression rates could drop, and kids will stop being so scared of being misunderstood and also stop being scared of their parents' reaction if they was to open up about anything that they're experiencing and really vent out to them about what's going on their minds. Oftentimes, adolescents are misunderstood because parents feel as if certain parents, I'm not going to say all, certain parents, I've heard certain parents say that, oh, they're just children, they're just adolescents, how can you be depressed? But I've met several adolescents that have been depressed. I wanted to help everyone to have a better understanding upon the traumatizing experiences and some of the main problems that are often overlooked and disregarded by society. I wanted to bridge the gap of miscommunication between parents as well as adolescents. And I wanted to encourage those adolescents out there that feel as if they're ostracized, they feel as if they're a misfit in society, they feel as if, you know, they're the only ones that are mourning in the dark. I wanted to encourage them that regardless of what they experience, they can heal, they can move forward, they can still progress, and they can still be whatever it is they would like to be. You are not the only one that is experiencing depression. You are not the only one that is mourning in the dark. I wanted to encourage them to move forward and teach them how to heal and not allow their past to stop them from progressing in life.
This book is so important for adolescents. It will guide you through. It gives you solutions. It gives you reasons. It's like Brianna is there mentoring you one-on-one to get you through these difficult periods in life. It's a must-read for parents as well. Do you find sometimes that parents will look at things through their recollection of adolescence? I was going through, high school, I didn't have a care in the world. I didn't have any problems. It's a different world out there today, isn't it? Especially with social media. It's pretty easy to attack somebody else and they're defenseless.
Exactly. I feel as if social media has a huge impact. It's one of the main reasons as to why several people are depressed and diminished, because there is such thing as cyberbullying. Some people are targeted and even lynched on social media. In other words, they deal with so much bullying and so much negative effects on social media to the point where they become depressed or suicidal. Oftentimes, parents do look at things from their perspective, you know, of adolescence. Yes. When they were experiencing different traumatizing events in their lives. However, times have changed and there are new problems that are presented. There are new problems that we must find a solution to. The times that our parents were growing up are much different from today's society because they didn't have social media. They didn't have all this technology. Now, despite the fact that technology is helpful in a sense, it is helpful in many cases, but also there have been several people that have been using this in a negative way as well to affect people and to hurt people. And if parents would perhaps have a better perspective, a better understanding upon how today's society is just through the view of an adolescent, perhaps then, you know, miscommunication or children and adolescents hiding away from them, keeping to themselves, perhaps that wouldn't be a problem anymore.
Our guest on the program is Brianna Dormanville. That's B-R-I-Y-A-N-N-A. Dormanville, D-O-R-M-I-N-V as in Victor, I-L. Her book is available at her website, briannabooks.com. The book is The Unheard Cry of an Adolescent. Book at Amazon, all the usual places, links on our website. What makes your book unique from the others? Because in reading through it, I really think it is on several levels. Why do you think this book is unique?
What makes my book unique from the others is that I've decided to do a new form of writing called poetry formation. So the typical book is written usually through normal paragraphs, and poetry books don't usually have a reflection afterwards or present solutions to any problems or things of that nature. However, in this book, I've decided to write more than 70 poems and use poems to present each problem that an adolescent has. From early adolescence to mid adolescence to late adolescence, I've used poetry. First, I would present the problem through the title of the poem. For example, misguiding music. Then I would describe the problem, but also tell a story through poetry. Afterwards, I would make a reflection, which is basically a conclusion, a summary, talking about the poem, describing the problem, misguiding music, what's wrong with today's music. And I will present solutions as well as form of advice through the reflection. So I decided to create a whole new format of writing that no one else has written a book in. usually with poetry, a person will just write a poem, they'll just write a title, and that's it. People wouldn't have a full understanding upon it, because some people don't understand it, but some people cannot read through the lines. Some people don't understand metaphors or vocabulary. Some people don't know the true theme of a poem, even after they have read it so many times. And to have clarity, to provide clarity and a great understanding upon that, I've created the reflection, present solutions, and thoroughly explain everything after I've written each poem. That's one of the main ways that this book stands out from every other book out there. I decided to challenge the way that people write poetry books, and I've decided to do something different, as opposed to writing just a poem or just about problems and writing each chapter about a certain problem in society. I wanted to utilize my love for poetry, but also utilize my gift of writing in a way that is unique, in a way that has never been done before.
It really is. The book is The Unheard Cry of an Adolescent by Brianna Normanville. A few minutes left in the program. Time going by so quickly, and this book is so important on a number of levels. You've done an excellent job with the two books that we've talked about, The Unheard of Cry of an Adolescent and your first book, God is with You Throughout Your Trials. Are you working on more books now?
Oh, yes. I have a new book right now that has just been released in August. It is called Why is Time Important? This book emphasizes the true essence of time management. I present solutions upon what people can do to better manage their time. I also give clever tactics, clever strategies that people can use on a daily basis to be more efficient with their time. And I also talk about life skills and things that people can do, as opposed to always thinking about their past, as opposed to allowing their past to stop them from doing something productive with their lives. I also touch bases on several other elements. For example, the essence of the true elements of life. For instance, wisdom, knowledge, peace, priceless elements of life in which money cannot buy. I touch bases on several topics. This is available now worldwide on all outlets. And this is my latest book. I am working on new books as well. I'm currently working on my fifth book. The fourth book is already written. It's about to go in the publication process, and there will be several more books to come.
Well, I am looking forward to all of those. Time management, I'm anxious to get a copy of that, and hopefully we can talk about that as well. There's something in your writing for everybody, for all of us. Where do you get this gift to be so perceptive as you go through life? You deal with problems like everybody else, but obviously you're able to sort them out, and people were attracted to you for mentorship when you were in school, and still today will look to you and your books for guidance. Where did that come from? Was that early in your life, when in a family life, or where did this gift come from to be able to help other people?
No, honestly, I think it's a gift from God. I think it's a gift from the Most High, because from the beginning, I'll admit, I've had some traumatizing experience as well throughout my adolescence, and those at one point when I was bitter, when I was introverted, when I didn't want anyone in my life. However, I definitely thought about some of the experiences that I had, and I started to think about things from a different perspective. I started to think about other people that could be experiencing something worse than I'm experiencing, and that still have the initiative, that still have the courage, that still have the persistence to go out there and do something productive with their lives. And despite the fact that they've had a hard childhood or rough adolescence, they didn't allow that to stop them. I wanted to make an impact similar to those people. I wanted to show people that regardless of what your past is, you could still be something productive. In all honesty, a lot of my perseverance and my drive towards helping people comes from several of the bad experiences that I've had as an adolescent. For instance, there was in late adolescence, as I've mentioned earlier, I've had internal bleeding surgery. I've had a miscarriage, and I was pronounced disabled at the age of 18, all on the same day. So wow. I had to experience all of that all at once. That was very traumatizing. At that point, I genuinely thought that life was over. I could barely walk. I had to learn how to do everything all over again. I was helpless, and that was a point where I was almost on the brink of giving up. However, as soon as I have overcome that problem, you know, a year later, you would think that all of it is over, I'm healed now. But actually, come to find out, I've just received more bad news that the surgery was rushed, you're still disabled, you still can't go to work or to school, and it took more time to overcome that. However, I told myself that if I sit here mourning all day, all night, just crying, you know, what would I actually accomplish? If I sit here saying to myself, you're nothing, you're never going to be nothing, then what will I actually have to claim for myself? What was the benefit of that? And that's the way that I thought about it. I said, when I reached rock bottom, I said, I'm tired of mourning. I'm tired of crying my eyes out. I'm tired of thinking what could have happened. I would say the hardest part about this was throwing away all the scholarships that I've earned to become a professional female basketball player, because that was my initial goal. That was my first dream, in all honesty. That's something that I've worked years for. And coming to a point where I had to throw everything away, I had to throw away all those scholarships. I couldn't play basketball anymore. So I definitely felt as if my life was over. However, after all of that, for more than a year of suffering, even at the age of 19, a year later, you're still disabled. I said to myself, you know what? I'm tired of mourning. I'm tired of holding this over my head. I'm tired of looking at life from a negative perspective. It's time to do something productive. And as soon as I pushed myself, I started to push myself to do things better, as opposed to just being bitter and being hurt. You know, I wanted to heal. I wanted to keep moving forward to inspire other people that if I can do it, you can do it too. And that's when I started thinking occupations, other occupations that I could do. What are some talents that I could utilize to help the lives of other people? I've been mentoring even throughout, you know, the traumatizing experiences. I was still mentoring, you know, honestly. However, I said, this is not enough. I want to help more people out there. I want to inspire more people out there. I want to share my story with other people, to share the drive and the perseverance that I have with people all across the world. And that's when I decided to come out there. I definitely feel as if my drive and the gift that I have comes from the Most High, but also from the turn of events that I've experienced. That's just one of my experiences. I've been through so much more than that. However, if it wasn't for those trials and tribulations, if it wasn't for the hard experiences that I've had,
yes,
I genuinely resist it right now.
You wouldn't be able to help people like you are. That's why your message resonates so well, is because you've been there. This is not somebody writing who's never had adversity in their lives. As you've mentioned, you've had a lot of adversity and you've overcome that. And you're now a published author helping people worldwide with both books that are out there. Look for more coming by going to Brianna's website. God is with you throughout your trials. That's available, as well as the book we talked about today, The Unheard of Cry of an Adolescent by Brianna Dormanville. The book's available wherever books are sold, and briannabooks.com is her website. I'd like to thank King Pages Press for arranging our conversation today, the author's marketing consultant. And Brianna, thank you so much for being with us. So much more we could talk about. Time went by quickly. Hopefully we can do this again. Thank you for being with us on the program, and congratulations on your success as a published author. How's that sound?
Thank you. That sounds
published author Brianna Dormanville is our guest on the program, and we thank her. The book's available on our website, briannabooks.com. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can log on directly to Brianna's website. You are listening to This Week in America, and we're back right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.